Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamualaikum, welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm reading an article from ESPN.com. It's a match report between Crystal Palace and Aston Villa. Crystal Palace 3, Aston Villa 1. Wilfried Zaha bags double as Crystal Palace overcome Aston Villa. Two goals from Wilfried Zaha and a late strike by Jean-Philippe Mateta helped Crystal Palace come from behind and defeat Aston Villa 3-1 at Selhurst Park on Saturday for the first win of the Premier League season. Mateta volleyed a fine cross from Tyrick Mitchell home from close range to wrap up the win in the 71st minute, with the Palace having taken the lead when Zaha scored on the rebound after Emiliano Martinez saved his penalty. It was the forward's third league goal of the season, and he now sits at the top of the scoring charts alongside Fulham's Alexander Mitrovic and Leeds United's Rodrigo. Earlier, Ollie Watkins ran on to a pass by Leon Bailey and put Villa ahead in the fifth minute for his first goal of the campaign, but a vibrant Palace did not need long to respond. Zaha found himself in space 2 minutes later and slotted the ball past Martinez to restore parity for Patrick Vieira's side, who would have gone in front had Jeff Schlupp's strike not been ruled out for offside. "We worked hard," said Palace midfielder Eberechi Eze, who was another one of their outstanding performers. "We wanted to put in a good performance at home and get the 3 points, which we did." Villa defender Lucas Digne handled the ball in the penalty area after the break, and Zaha's initial shot from the spot was saved, but the Ivorian striker made no error on the rebound in the 58th minute. A second defeat from 3 matches this season will heap the pressure on manager Steven Gerrard, and questions will be asked about the manner in which his team capitulated in the second half as Palace improved. Thank you.